This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When the Olympics start next week in London, there will, of course, be winners and losers among the athletes. There will also be, though, outside Olympic Park on the east end of London, no small competition among businesses. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Within a week, several billion people will be watching this once neglected part of London on TV. Hundreds of thousands will come in person. But Michael Spinks, a local businessman, won't be cheering when the greatest show on earth arrives in town.
I prefer to call it a tsunami, because very shortly, hundreds of thousands or millions of people are going to swamp this area. It is a tsunami and it could sweep us away.
From this depot just outside the Olympic Park, Michael runs a small food distribution company. With road closures and traffic restrictions, he'll struggle during the Games.
We're going to find it really difficult to get vehicles in because they're only allowed to deliver between midnight and 6 a.m. So we feel it may cripple us.
But you think that this will damage you permanently?
If I lose the best of our customers that spend the most because we've let them down at a particularly crucial time, then we are crippled. It might shut us down.
50 local companies like his are suing the London Olympic authorities. Kevin Coutts runs a small auto repair shop not far from the Olympic Park. He says his business has already been badly dented by the Games.
They took away from us a major road, and basically that was our main way of people getting to us of passing trade. I would say in passing trade to what we used to get, it cut it down by half.
Kevin and the other affected business people have been pressing the London Olympic authorities for compensation, so far to no avail. The message seems to be, just enjoy the Games.
You're not excited and honoured that the Olympics has come to your part of London?
We should be, but how can we be at the cost of our businesses? Is exactly what it could be. So what good is it to us? It's doing no good to us. This has done nothing, apart from grief and heartache.
Mayor of London, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me immense pleasure to welcome you...
Not much sign of grief and heartache here, though. This was Lance Foreman opening his new business on a riverbank less than 100 yards from the Olympic Stadium. There's a fish restaurant, an art gallery and a hospitality venue with a fake beach.
It's all going to be beautifully decked out. We're shipping in about 60 palm trees. We're going to have our own beach volleyball. There's going to be a cocktail bar and a beach
Foreman once bitterly opposed the London Olympics. His smoked salmon factory was located where the stadium now is, and he was evicted along with 250 other manufacturing companies. He got compensation, then bought these new premises nearby. If he couldn't beat the Olympics, he thought he'd cash in on them instead.
And the Olympics is so enormous, despite the fact it's only here for 17 days, you know, we must be able to capture some of that magic whilst it goes on. And that's really what we've set about to do since we've moved here.
He has no time for other local companies still complaining about the Games.
Those are businesses that haven't seized the opportunity and they've taken it as a negative rather than a positive. That's just an approach to life. That's how some people see change. You know, we see change as an opportunity to do positive things.
But unlike Lance Foreman, the 50 local companies that are suing the Olympic authorities haven't received any compensation. And anyway, not everyone can set up a swanky new fish restaurant. Freight company boss Mike Spinks.
We've got here the one business that has done fantastically well out of the Olympic relocation. So Lance Foreman, I salute you. You probably know you are the main, if only, winner out of this.
Not what the British government wants to hear. With the economy in recession, it badly needs British business to win gold at the Olympics. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.